Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners, and welcome to the show. It's good to have you here again. Believe it or not, this is episode 26. And listen, episode 26, 27, and 28 are all going to make more sense to you if you kind of listen to episode 25, meaning that we did a whole setup. My daughter's here. Hello, Sarah Jane.
Hi, Dad.
And my pregnant daughter, who's due very soon.
Yep.
With a little girl to
baby
be Jackson's
two.
Brother.
Yep.
So if you listen to the last episode, we set it up why my daughter's here and the different things we're going to talk about, how she grew up with different grandparents in her home, in the same home, and how we facilitated that. And today's show, we kind of set it up in episode 25. Again, you can listen at grand-central.ca. Many are listening to it live on Joy Radio, but then it goes over there to be a little mini podcast that you can catch anytime. So, Sarah Jane, one of her grandparents, is a deaf man.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone from us now just a few years ago. But Keith Johnson, who all the grandkids knew as Fafa, was a deaf man and grew up in your home. So I'm going to give a little preamble about who Fafa was, and then we're going to ask you questions.
Sure.
What it was like to grow up with a deaf grandfather, deaf from birth.
Yeah.
He didn't go deaf over time, deaf from birth.
Right.
So Fafa, or Keith Johnson, my wife's dad, had kids when he was a bit older. In fact, when I saw him, I actually first thought he was Diane's grandfather because he always just seemed a bit older.
Mm-hmm.
He was born deaf outside of Montreal. His mom had German measles. That's why he was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Back then, that would have been something
crazy
that wouldn't happen now. He went to McKay School for the Deaf in Montreal, lived in residence, and only saw his parents on holidays.
Mm.
A lot of kids in residence had that experience. Well, they do now, but back then it was so common.
Yeah.
His school actually discouraged sign language for the parents.
Yeah.
Saying that sign was only for the deaf.
Mm.
Like an exclusive thing.
Because his parents were hearing.
Now, his mom, Diane's grandma, my wife's grandma, always regretted that she never learned sign language. He met his wife, Jane. So you're Sarah Jane.
Yep.
And that's named after
my grandma.
Your grandma. Yeah. You never got to meet Jane.
Yeah.
Jane Johnson. She was also born deaf. And in her case, it was because her mom had chicken pox.
During pregnancy, yeah.
During pregnancy.
Yeah.
Fafa, or Keith, met her at a summer camp for deaf kids in Michigan. She did not know sign language. Now, Keith did know sign language, but Jane did not know sign language. And her mom was a teacher for the deaf and felt like sign language was wrong to learn because we want to train these kids to survive in a hearing world.
Right, so she vocalized.
And so many of these theories and things are seem so a billion years ago right? Anyway, they corresponded for a long time after meeting at the camp. Then Fafa, or Keith, went to visit her and meet her parents in Milwaukee. So Jane was from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Jane's mom loved him, but her mom did not want her to marry a deaf man.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted her to marry a hearing man.
Yeah.
Still, they married in 1959. He was 10 years older than her. They married at 23 and 33. They moved to Toronto, found a deaf community and a church here in Toronto through the Bob Rumble Associations and the church and all that family that's so dear to our family. They started their family. Fafa got trained and was a draftsman of roads and highways for the government of Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was dating Mummy and I'd see him go to work and just think like the people at his work didn't know sign language or anything, but he went in, went every day, drafted
normal
and worked.
Day.
It was quite something.
Yeah.
Did that for over 30 years. His wife, which would be your and Jake's grandma, died in 1980 when Mummy was only 14.
Yeah.
So I actually never met her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met your mommy at the Ontario Camp for the Deaf. So yeah. I met her at a deaf camp as well. So I just had chosen to volunteer there because my friends are working there.
Yeah.
Okay, my listeners, that's a bit of a setup. I know that was a long haul, but maybe that story is interesting to you about this deaf man. Mm-hmm. If you don't know much about deaf culture and the things they would have gone through now, but they would have had to gone through back then, were even different now. It's amazing how society works. We think yeah. about it. So, Sarah Jane, I have some questions for you. That was a lot of me talking.
Okay.
Thank you
yeah.
for waiting it out as a guest. Tell us about your fondest, we're going to talk about your fondest and most vivid memories of growing up in a home. Again, we talked about this in the last episode. You grew up with Fafa in an apartment mm-hmm. that was attached to our house mm-hmm. at his own kitchen and bathroom and living room and everything. So his mm-hmm. own space. But we had a glass door between our kitchen and his kitchen.
Yep.
So we could see that he was okay. We could wave to him if we wanted to come in, because obviously yep. knocking at the door wasn't going to do anything.
Yep.
So tell us some of your memories, some of your fondest memories.
Probably one of them was I played guitar a little bit, and whenever I would play, he would come to our section of the house, or I would go to his part of the house, and as I was playing, he'd just put his hand on the guitar to feel the vibrations of what I was playing.
On the body of the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd always close his eyes and enjoy it and tell me it was beautiful. And I probably wasn't playing very well, but he didn't know. And he just enjoyed feeling the yeah. vibrations and listening in his way.
Yeah. So he yeah. was 100% deaf. It's not like he was hard of hearing, no. could hear some stuff yeah. like that. But somehow the vibrations were more than vibrations. Mm-hmm. They were music.
Yeah. Yeah. And another memory to do with music is if we were in the car together, he would want me to play music with a heavy bass. Mm. So it usually had to be rock or rap music, something with a really heavy bass. He wanted me to turn it up because he could feel the vibrations of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had the like only grandparent of any of your friends saying, turn it up as loud yeah. as you do everyone else's saying.
Yeah,
turn
driving
it down.
By high school with the rap music blaring. My grandpa's just enjoying it in the front seat. Yeah.
You know, for all those years living in the house together, my listeners who have been with me for a while know I've played in rock bands mm-hmm. almost all my life. And I had a little studio in the basement. And Fafa used to, like to put his chair right over where the drum kit was, like in his apartment upstairs.
So he could enjoy it.
And so he loved when our band came and played all these heavy songs from like Led Zeppelin, like yeah. the heavier stuff. Well, we would play ballads or work on a ballad for a long time. One time he came down and signed
boring.
To me and said, where's the music?
Yeah.
And it was because we were working on a ballad and he wanted us to get back to the yeah. heavy rock songs.
Yeah.
So it was amazing how music.
Yeah, it's cool.
Touched his life, and yeah. he loved to sign songs yes. at church, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us other stuff.
Yeah,
tell us other things that you remember that our listeners might go, wow, I would never have thought of that.
Well, another cool memory that our whole family recalls is he would, so his TV, there was no volume on it in his part of the house. He had closed captioning. But if we were in our section of the house and he was watching maybe the Leafs game, mm-hmm. we would hear, if we weren't watching it, we'd hear just a slow, loud clap. And we go, yeah, yeah. And we go, oh, okay, the Leafs scored.
Yeah.
So we could just count the score based on how many times Fuffa clapped throughout the night.
All through the winter, yeah. we knew if the Leafs were doing good or bad. Just based on that clap, we could hear through it. Like many times we had the Leafs game on. Jakey, your brother, yeah. was always watching the Leafs.
Yeah.
But if he was in another room or downstairs or at a friend's house or stuff like that, we just hear that.
Yeah, slow clap.
And that, the slow clap. And that meant the Leafs had scored.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
You know, he was like that. I know you were away a lot in the summer camps because your mom works at Muskoka Woods. But in the summer, he was like that with baseball, too.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he was a real
keep track of the score.
Sports fan. And he always knew. And sometimes I'd hear that clap. And then I would wait because I knew it was near the end of a game or it was near overtime or something like that. And they'd caught up. And sure enough, he would walk through into our side to ask me a question about what was going to happen in the next part of the game, because it was overtime or there was a shootout or something. How does this work? So I knew based on the clap, maybe sometimes the conversation was coming through the door.
That's cool.
What about some other unique things?
Another unique thing that recently came up, actually, I was typing on my laptop and my husband David said, "You're a good typer. Did you take a class in high school or something?" I said, "No, I think maybe why I can type quickly is because my grandpa had a TTY in the house, like a teletypewriter that..."
Yeah, that's what it said. TTY stands for teletypewriter.
Yeah. Deaf folks use to communicate with each other. And I had a friend, because I went to a preschool for... most kids were deaf and deaf teachers.
Because your mom was working for the deaf mission.
Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to put you in.
Yes.
And Jakey, your brother, in this preschool for deaf.
So I had some friends that were deaf or had parents that were deaf. So at like 6, 7 years old, I was typing on the TTY with a friend who also had a TTY because her parents were deaf. Okay. So that was kind of interesting.
In fact, that was unique. Now kids learn how to type because they have devices in front of them. And they might be learning with their thumbs more than anything. But you were actually typing with full fingers.
Yeah. Little. Yeah.
Isn't that
So that was something more recent that came up that I thought, I think that's probably why.
When I started dating Mommy, the TTY wasn't a little thing that had the digital screen. It was gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
And this big scroll of paper. It was like half the size of a fridge, the size of a dishwasher.
Yeah, now the scrolls of paper, I mean, when I was younger, thinner and like a receipt, but they come out long because they print
your
whole...
These are full pages. Yeah. It was like ancient. What did your friends think of your deaf grandparent? I know Jakey used to have some friends, your brother, that would come over. And because he made different sounds, like his voicing was hard to understand. They were a little bit fearful of him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of my friends thought it was pretty cool, actually. Mm. And it was kind of easy to explain any, you know, loud sound he might make. It was just easy to say, you know, he can't hear what he's doing. So that's just normal. But a lot of my friends wanted to learn sign language and asked me, you know, how to at least do their ABCs and, you know, so most of my friends thought it was pretty cool.
Isn't that
cool? I think my friends looking back now talk about it and think that was pretty cool.
And you and Jakey, you both look back so thankful.
Yeah.
And you had a different view of life, like it's a different type of disability, that word, abilities and disabilities, but you had a different sensibility when you went out into the world about how to receive.
Yeah.
These types of disabilities or differences or challenges as small children, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty cool.
You learned not to stare so much or more in a thoughtful way and things like that. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know this episode, when your mommy's listening to it, is very tearful about us talking about Fafa because she loved him so much. He had a strong faith, Christian faith.
Yeah.
And was very involved in his church. And it was just another time that you had the impact of a grandparent whose faith was real.
Yeah.
Who was committed to it.
Yeah.
I remember, maybe you remember, we'll use this as our closing memory and our tribute to Fafa. When I would look through the glass windows.
You'd see him pray.
Yeah.
Fafa would have his
tray of food in front of him.
Yeah.
And you'd see him pray in sign language.
Yeah.
And you could stand and watch through the glass window, Fafa, pray this beautiful prayer over his food in sign language.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
It seems like eavesdropping.
no privacy.
It was kind of a welcome type of thing because of our scenario.
But
to watch that sincerity and depth of faith
and
he's all alone. He never forgot to give thanks to God for the food in front of him. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Man.
Really beautiful.
We lost Fafa in 2018 at age 92, but what a legacy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to close with our benediction. Thank you for listening. Sarah Jane, you'll be here next week again, so thank you. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.